Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Taking the Cape Off, How to Lead Through Mental Illness, Unimaginable Grief and Loss is a nonfiction leadership and self-help book by Patrick J. Kenny, a longtime fire chief and public speaker on mental health. Built around his personal experience of losing his son Sean to suicide after a lifelong struggle with mental illness. The book examines what it means to lead when professional responsibility collides with private grief. Its purpose is not only to recount loss, but to turn that loss into practical guidance for leaders, families, and communities facing mental illness and bereavement. The central idea is that effective leadership does not require invulnerability. Instead, it often requires acknowledging limits, speaking openly, and creating space for honest communication. By combining memoir, leadership reflection, and mental health advocacy, the book presents grief and stigma as issues that can be addressed through compassion, awareness, and action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership reframed through vulnerability and human limits. A major theme in the book is the redefinition of leadership. Kenny writes from the perspective of someone whose public role as a fire chief depended on strength, control, and protection, yet whose family life exposed the limits of those qualities. The idea of taking the cape off suggests that leaders should stop pretending they can solve everything alone. That matters because mental illness and grief often expose situations where command and control habits are ineffective. And Turdect, the book argues that acknowledging uncertainty does not weaken authority, it makes leadership more credible and more useful to people in crisis. This is especially relevant in high-stress professions, where leaders may feel pressure to appear unshaken even when they themselves are struggling. Secondly, mental illness as a family and community issue, not a hidden failure. The book treats mental illness as a real health issue rather than a moral weakness or private embarrassment. Kenny's story shows how a family can spend years trying to understand, support, and manage a loved one's condition while also coping with the misunderstanding of others. By presenting Sean's struggle in plain language, the book helps remove some of the confusion that often surrounds mental illness. The practical point is that stigma delays support. When people are afraid to speak openly, they are less likely to seek help, ask questions, or accept treatment. Kenny's emphasis on communication reflects this reality. He suggests that families, colleagues, and leaders need better language for discussing mental health if they want to respond effectively and compassionately. Thirdly, grief after suicide and the challenge of surviving, perceived failure. Another core dimension of the book is the aftermath of suicide, especially the survivor's burden of guilt and perceived failure. As a father and a leader, Kenny had to confront a loss that can feel both deeply personal and professionally disorienting. The book does not reduce that pain to a simple lesson, but it does show how grief becomes more complicated when the person grieving believes they should have been able to prevent the death. That makes the book distinct from general grief writing. It addresses the combined weight of mourning, responsibility, and self-judgment. The value of this discussion is practical as well as emotional. Readers facing similar losses may recognize that healing does not begin with perfect answers, but with a more honest understanding of what could and could not have been controlled. Fourthly, communication as a tool for prevention, support, and healing. Kenny repeatedly emphasizes communication as one of the most important tools available to individuals and organizations dealing with mental illness. The book presents silence as part of the problem, especially in cultures where people are expected to stay tough, stay professional, or avoid uncomfortable topics. In contrast, open conversation can make it easier to notice warning signs, encourage treatment, and support people who are suffering. This focus gives the book a practical structure. Communication is not treated as an abstract virtue, but as a mechanism for prevention and recovery. The argument applies at several levels, from family conversations to workplace culture to public advocacy. In each case, the message is that honest dialogue creates conditions in which people are more likely to receive help before a crisis becomes irreversible. Lastly, a practical handbook for leaders, parents, and high-stress professions. The book stands out because it is positioned as both personal narrative and usable guidance. It is designed for leaders, but it also speaks to parents, grieving families, and people in professions where emotional toughness is often expected. That broad audience matters because mental illness and grief do not remain confined to one sphere of life. They affect home, work, and community at the same time. Kenny uses his own experience to show how leadership principles can be applied in real settings, such as responding to stigma, supporting colleagues, or moving forward after loss. The result is not a theoretical model, but a handbook shaped by lived experience. Its practical strength lies in translating emotional hardship into clear lessons about empathy, resilience, and responsibility without ignoring the seriousness of the subject. In conclusion, this book is most useful for readers who want a serious, experience-based account of leadership under extreme personal strain. that includes fire service professionals, managers, first responders, parents, grief counselors, and anyone trying to understand how mental illness affects both families and organizations. Its main benefit is that it connects mental health awareness with leadership practice, rather than treating them as separate subjects. Readers looking for a conventional memoir may find it more instructional than narrative, while readers looking for a self-help book will notice that its advice is grounded in lived trauma rather than generic optimism. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of public service leadership, suicide loss, and stigma reduction. Kenny writes from inside a profession that often prizes toughness, which gives the book unusual credibility when it argues for vulnerability, communication, and compassion. It is therefore both a personal testimony and a practical guide for how to respond more responsibly to mental illness and grief. If you would like to support Patrick J. Kenny, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.